Good work. Yeah, this is a major mitzvah, nefesh. The Olam came in this weather. I mean, inshallah, you walked. I can't understand that one. I don't know, it must be close to a foot outside. What are we talking about? 14 inches of snow. Okay, gewald. Okay, basically, Lamaisa tonight's shiur is a Maima Muzga, so glad it works out well. It's a new inyan, and hopefully we'll finish the entire inyan tonight. It's the inyan of Kimle b'derabamineh, that if Yechayiv Misa b'shas Maisa, while the person did a Gneva, whatever it is, he'll be potter for the Chiyuve Gneva, Chiyuve Mazik. The Adinim Kimle d'Ramre, there's a Chiyuve Dine Shemaim. There's a lot here, and it really covers two simanim, Shinnun and Shinnun Aleph. Both are small simanim. Hopefully we'll go through both simanim tonight. Just to start off, I guess, with a story. There's a true story, Maisa Shaya Kachoya. A number of years ago, I got called from a Rav in somewhere in New Jersey. We'll leave out the city, but somewhere in New Jersey, he called me up, the Nebuch. There was a teenage bracha who was driving a car on Shabbos. I guess he's a child at risk. And he was driving on Shabbos. He passed the risk. And Nebuch, the kid, swerved off while he was driving, and he crashed. But where did he crash? He went off the road. He smashed through the fence, the metal fence of the shul, and landed on the front yard of the shul on Shabbos. That was a maisa. It means he needed hashgacha pratis, like to teach him a lesson. You know, there is a rabbeinu shalom, but that's what happened. So the Rav called me up. He did extensive damage to the fence, to the whole front yard of the shul. And the Rav called me up. Is he allowed to go to be mechayiv the person? Or was there a problem with Kimim l'derabimineh? He was driving on Shabbos and he caused this hezek while he was driving. So maybe there will be a p'tur of Kim l'derabimineh.
Did he have asra?
He didn't have asra. No, he did not have asra. But the shayla is... Do you need the... Right. We hold that this Kimle Dramne in by Chayvei Shegin. So, and if he's part of the Kimle Dramne, just because the kid doesn't know, he doesn't want to accept the money, maybe he should tell the kid, whatever it is, he wants to be Elik, whatever the halacha is, what's the halacha? That was his shayla. And hopefully, Belina, tonight, after we go through Shinnun and Shinnun Aleph, and we get the Klolim, the Yisaidis of Kimle Dramne, Belina, we'll go back to revisit the shayla. Sorry?
Insurance.
Go to
insurance.
Right.
So the shayla is if you can mon insurance.
No, the shayla is if you can mon the kid. I don't know if you have insurance on the car. Maybe it was. Maybe it was an uninsured. Maybe it was a... yeah, okay. And it can happen. If you go with the insurance, maybe you talk, okay, go with the insurance. Sorry? I didn't hear the sequel, but that was the Maisa Shahaya. So Belina, hopefully tonight we'll get to it. Let's first go through the Klolim. And a lot of Yisoidis here. We'll try to do our best. Let's see. Shinnun. Shinnun is a very small simin. Gonav chelbo shechaveroi. If someone stole the chelev of shechaveroi, which is an isa karis to eat, v'achloi, and he ate it, the halach is mashalom loy dmei chelbo. He has to pay for the chelev that he ate. That's the whole simin. What's pshat? So if you look in the sma, this massive kanala, v'loy amrinan, and we don't say, dekim le b'dirabim minei, Kevin the Chay Malkus Vakaris Achilis Chalev, Yiftamimenu, just like you didn't going of Kispishabis, just like if you steal a Kispishabis, Vigorolo, Shisarabim, and you bring it, you slap it to Shisaram, so you have a Chiv Misa of Havara on Shabbos, the Potter, Mitashlumi Mamanak Mashkozva, Tuva Machabe, Beresim, and Shachaze, and Shinon Aleph, the Loidami. Why? The Hach, a Chiv Maman Ba, Miyachik Bia Chalev Lagoinva. The second he lifted up the Chalev, right then he's already Chayef is stealing the Chalev. The Chiv Malkus, the Karis Lochalalov, El Achakak Beshas Achila. So since it didn't come at the same time, very important you saw it, there is no Kimleb Dramine. Kimleb Dramine is only if the Chiv Miso and the Chiv Maman happens at the exact same time. Of a base yesiv kosov dalibu dekul yamachayv gamkin b'teshlim yekeifel, and in such a case you also chayv b'teshlim yekeifel. V'amachab eloi kosov ikan do la'ari b'din keifel dalad v'hei she'ina neigin b'zman hazeh. And like we said before, k'man shukasim maram d'ramah b'sim shememches b'agav siftalad. The Machaba Kiseidu will leave out all the dinim of Kefil and Dalad Vehei. Mamel, he skirted this issue. He just brought down the simple halacha that if you're going of Chelev, You're going to be chayiv and leitisma. The reason why there's no accumulated rabbanei is because the chiv geneva happened at the beginning and the chiv karas didn't happen until the end. Now, the truth be told, if you look in the Torah over here, there's an arichas dvarim of all the dinim of kefil and dalet vehei, and even the sma continues and brings down bekitza, the dinim, the chedushay dinim in the Torah. But the Mechaber left it out because Mechaber is not dealing with Kefon Dalet Vehev because Bezvan Hazeh, it's not Negea. So basically, so what did Mechaber really do? Just tell a simple halacha. I'm not even sure. Maybe there is a chiddush in this halacha. Maybe there's no chiddush in this halacha. But certainly, he tried to keep it to the simonim of the Tur. Because the Tur has an arichas here. If he's going to skip this halacha and jump into Shin and Aleph, then he's missing Shin Nun and it will be off on the simonim. I'm going to see, believe that the Shin Nun Beis, the Mechaber does the exact same thing. This is Mamish no chiddush. And he just brings it, the guy says he brings the rabbi just to keep the simanim of the Torah intact. Fine. Now, if you look in,
why should we bring it?
What this?
Yes,
oh, and Shinnun Beis over there, not Shinnun Al. Shinnun Beis is a Zaytika thing that is not Nageya.
Shinnun,
if you hold that there's a Chiddush here, the Chiddush is to tell you this din. No, but he has to tell you something. He's not going to tell you something that's, what's a chiddush here? That we don't take him to Rabbanei because it happened at two different times? Okay, so look at the Shak. The Shak says, V'lehutruchu lazeh. In the Shiv Siv Katan Aleph, the second line, Lahutzuk Ulazeh. The Nisma didn't have to say this. The Bashas Leamin and Hachi, El Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, the three lay the Chayv Ekris is Potom Etashlumin. Avali Didan, that we pass in Dole Kaimel and Krim Nechunya, Hacha Belav Hachi Chayv. We hold that Karis is not enough to pat the Chiv Mammon. You need a Chiv Mises Bezdin to pat the Chiv Mammon. So here, if it's only a Chiv Karis, so anyway, there's no Din Kim Le the Rabbanei, so no Chiddish.
Anyway, it's not possible to be
Mechayev.
I can't say that.
Well, anyway, we don't pass it to be Mechayev.
That's the
Hasra
over here.
Even an Hasra, it's the Malkish of Bay. Oh, so that's going to continue. Makom Malkum Nafkeminu Mitam Zer, Ilu Hisru Bay, had they given him Hasra. The Kaimalon Dein Loikum Mashalem. Forget about it. Dalmi Hokka Karis. Karis Taka doesn't work, but there's a new din of a new, it's like Kimle Dram, Dajan Kimle Dram, and Bisa Mammon, so do there's a din like a Kimle Dram between Ein Leikum Mashalim. And Memelo, if you had Asra on the eating of the Chalev, you would be, the person would get Malkus. And Memelo, we'd have a din Ein Leikum Mashalim. Vafilochi Kam Mashalim Veleika, why do Mashasak Ba Chai Bekefel on Milky Leloki Achasachila? Then we would need this Mats Chiddish that you could be Chayv on the money even though you had Asra for the Malkus, because you don't have the din Ein Leikum Mashalim because it didn't come Bevasachas. Then that would be the halacha, right? So you want to tell me that's the chiddush? The reason Mechaber told you is for this. So I'll tell you that even this is not so geshmak. Why? There's a halacha that we know chayve misa is kimle d'rabanei. Well, like we discussed before, even chayve misa shegigin, we say kimle d'rabanei. What about chayve malki is shegigin? Do we say kimle d'rabanei? No, it has to be in loika mesham. We hold the chayve malki shegigin. We do have a chiv tashlum. It's only if you get malchus, but without the malchus. So if the person A didn't have asra, so he's not going to get malchus, then in a chanam he will have a chiv tashlum. So there's no chiddush. Elamai, the chiddush is when he actually got asra. So that is a shach and shin lamet ches, if cotton base. That the shach holds that the din of chayvi malchus, to have a din of ein loika meshalim, you have to have a din to have malchus. You have to have actually get a malchus, at least a psak bezin that the guy gets malchus. Memele bizman hazeh, sok teshach, that is no din malchus. Bizman hazeh, we don't paskin malchus, we don't give anyone malchus, we'll never have the din of ein loika umashalim. Bizman hazeh, even a hisru boy blibes like a loy hisru boy. No, so then the Vayit Shre. So what is the Chiddush of the Mechab? Karis, we don't pass the Kriyim in a Kano. And Malkus is only negated by Hisra Bay. And Bezman Hazed, even with Hisra Bay, it's like Lo Hisra Bay, because there's no Malkus. So what do you need this Alokha for? No Chiddush.
Say
a different case, which is Lamaisa. Give a case, I don't know, give the next case, I'm talking about Misa, and give a case that's not Be'idna. Which granted the Mechab does do in Shin and Aleph. But what does he need this whole Tertz is, I believe, that he's just trying to keep intact this Siman HaTorah. You could argue, but fine. If you look in the Shach over here, Kosef HaRambam, it's like, I don't know, about a 14, 15 lines from the top on the page of Shinan Aleph, by the two dots, it says, Kosef HaRambam, it says Perek Gimel, it's really supposed to be Perek Beis, Meuchas Genevo, Vezelo Shainai, Gonav Truma, Bibailim HaYisraelim, if someone steals Truma from Yisraelim, now Yisraelim can't eat Truma, he has to give it to a coin, Shefri Shua, The Yisraelim were mafresh the truma, but they didn't yet give it to the Kohen. And now came along a ganav and stole this truma from the Yisraelim. Einu mishalem tashlim yekefal. He doesn't pay tashlim yekefal. Why? She'ein lehem ba ela teves hana'a, ve teves hana'a einu mamon. The Rambam's machadish, it's a shayla in the Gemara, if teves hana'a is mamon or not. What does the Bailam have when the mafresh truma, what do they have in this chayfetz? Nothing. They don't own the truma, so to speak. They can't eat it themselves. They can't keep it. They got to give it to the Kohen. But they have the right to decide which coin to give it to. So they have Teves Hanah. They can use it and give it to a coin, to be native to a coin, whatever it is, get Teves Hanah from the item. This Ganev, when he steals this Truma, he's not stealing Mamon Shel Yisrael, he's stealing Mamon Shel Kohanim, which the Yisraelim have Teves Hanah in. The Rambam Paskins Teves Hanah ain't a Mamon, and Memelo Yenat Chayiv Kefon. There's a Shach in Reish Ayin Vav. Sorry? Avani, now how could he steal someone's? First, yeah, but he still has Teves Hanah. He has a Schus Teves Hanah. He has something in it. You're being mafs at him. That Schus Teves Hanah.
I'm saying to grammar, I don't know what dinner is, but Lamaisa to say to steal, you have to steal something. You have to have a Chatzi Pruta, something like that. A Kolshu.
Oh yeah.
Kolshu. What is? What do you steal?
You stole his Teves. You stole a Chavis that he has Teves Hanah. You want to know if you're either this a Gneva or is it just Mazik? You mafs at him Teves Hanah. I don't know.
I'm saying
before
you gave me the
cable,
we have no
definition of people. Okay, Pashtis, there's an Issa.
I think it's a good thing to do.
Right. The Shach in Reish Ayin Vav Sivkan Dalet takes it to the next step and holds that just like Teves Hanah Zeinu Mamon, there's no Chiv Kefal, so to Teves Hanah Zeinu Mamon, and you can't mon the Karen. Let's say the Yisrael now go after this Ganav and say, give me back the Truma that you stole from me because I want to give it to my friend, the Kain. The Shach says, and he can't be Maitzi that Mamon, even that Karen, because Teves Hanah Zeinu Mamon, he's not the Bailam of the Chavis. He has Teves Hanah. No, he lost his Teves Hanah. The Maaseh that many Achreinim will argue with the Shach, it sounds like they're over there, might not hold it like a Shach, that a Zayvait, it is your moment, so to speak, that you could mun back the Karen. So you'd be able to mun the Chavis back from the Ganav, but the Ganav is not Chayiv Kefal. That's the Ramam Shita. A few lines later, he brings the Rav Amagad, quotes Yesh Cholkin, and he says, it's like five line lanes, Vayesh Chokun Hu Rabbeinu Chananel, Ve'eviu Hu HaRosh, Ve'ran Tzei Perk Yish Mekadish, Ve'mash Mesham Gam Ken Shem Meskim Lezeh, Gam HaRosh Mesayim Adivir Rabbeinu Chananel, Ve'chein Halacha, Ve'chein Kaza Varit Vosham, B'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, Ve'ramban, Ve'mash Hashem Shem Gam Hu Maskim Lezeh, Ve'chein Hevi Beis Yisiz Lel Simul Lamed Zayin, Shuvah Zeredva, O'Paskar Rabbeinu Chananel, Ve'ramban, De Teves Hanah is Momen. Sneya Ve'makolik is Yishoinim, whether Teves Hanah is Momen or not. Couple lines later, the Shach says, Niradas Rambam Ika, he passes like the Rambam, the Teves Hanah is Eino Momen. There's Arichas Gadol here in the Shach, and we go to the next page, all the way come out at the end, three lines from the end of the Shach, he says, V'chei Nira Das Harav, which is the Ramal El Simin. Says Samach Zayin is supposed to be Lamed Zayin Sif Tes. The Simen Pei Zayin Sif Lamed Zayin is really supposed to be Sif Lamed Hey. The Simen Reish Zayin Zayin Sif Vav V'chein Iker. That the Ramah is Mashman all these places that Teves Hanah is Einu Mamon. So at the end of the day, you have a psak of the Hachra of the Ramah and of the Shach that Teves Hanah is Einu Mamon. Memel, if someone steals this Teves Hanah, it would come out that there's no Chiv Kefal, and like we said, there might not even be a Chiv Keren. You might not even be able to be Maitzi this from the Ganif. Okay, it's a Maimah Muzga, but I guess the Shakpur down here, I'm going to bring it down here as well. It has its nafkaminas, a Mashal Agabi Ribis, if Teves Hanah is in a moment, if you only pay with Teves Hanah, it might not be a Ribis Taraisa, might be only be a Ribis Tarabon, and there's Chavis Das on it, whatever. It's a major Mavuchan, really the Akhrenim Shpra that it could be in some places Teves Hanah is in a moment, some places Teves Hanah is in a moment. But at least Lagabi, this, stealing Teves Hanah from somebody, we paskin, or the Raman Shach paskin, that is, that Teves Hanah is in a moment. All right, fine, let's go on, let's move on to Shinan Aleph, which is really what we're leading up to, which is again the column of Kimlai B'Drabimnei. Yidin agoin of kis b'shabes abaysif echad. Zakta mechaba. Yesh ganav shepotim alishalim. Amol agana could be potter from paying. Ve'ezezeh. What is a case of a ganav that's potter from paying? Sheba im hatashlum en chiv misa. Together with the tashlum, together with the chiv gneve, came a chiv misa. Kegoin. What's the case? Hagoin of kis b'shabes. He did not yet lift it in Ushazam, so he was never coined it yet in Ushazam. He didn't make a Maisang Ball. He schlepped it out of the Ushazam into the Ushazarabim. And it got lost over there. The Allah is Kim Lev Deramne. Why? Because the Chiv Gneva and the Chiv Shabbos came by Vazakas. When he schlepped it out of the Ushazam into the Ushazarabim, right then is a Chiv Shabbos. It went from Ushazayaka to Ushazarabim. And right then you have the you have a kinyan as well. What's the kinyan that you have? So really it's a machlekes in the Gemara. When we discuss this in Shemem Ches, it's Kedai Techaza, two mandiyam in the Gemara, because we know Mashiach is not koine b'shus rabim. Only Hagbah is koine. Mashiach has to be in your own b'shus or a private domain. It can't be b'shus rabim. So the Gemara says, no, you put your hand right in Rishus Ram, right next to the guy's Rishus, and the Megarav Yetzi right outside of his Rishus into your hand, and at that point you were kind of with your hand, Yad, whatever, Hagbah, whatever Kinyan you made, let's say Rashi, you made a Kinyan Yad, and right then you were kind of, and the Memel, you have the Chiv Geneva, and the Chiv Shabbos Boing Keachot. The next Monday, Yom, the Gemara says, no, that like Ravina says that no, that even though Mashiach is not koine kolatera kula in Rishus Arabim, but for Gneva Mashiach is koine Rishus Arabim, and you don't need to put your hand there. Just schlepping it into Rishus Arabim is enough. You were koine Gneva with the Mashiach you just did in Rishus Arabim. The smell over here brings down the first pshat that you put your hand there. And the Sman Shimon Ches does the same thing. However, if you look, the Stimus of Mechaber doesn't mention it. So the Goyin in Sivkan Aleph says, Kein hu loshen ha-Rambam, u-Pasak v'istayis to Mechaber, the Rambam was Pasak kirevinu sham, that we pass him like a Ravino, Katir Tzri, Betaisis, that this Mashiach would be Koine Mishas Ram for Gnev, even though in Kolater Kula Mashiach is not Koine Mishas Ram. Avalatur Kosov, Katir Tzri, Ravashi Sham, V'Ravacha, that he also know that you put your hand there. So it's a machlekes how we pass in the Torah with the Mechaba, but the Goyin learns that the Mechaba paskins know we pass on Karavina that you are koina for Gneva Mashiach B'Shas Rabbim, and mainly you don't need to put your hand there. So the Goyin and the Bemis, it's Reki Vega and Shimem Ches the same thing. Reki Vega, when the Sman Shimem Ches brings down this din that Mashiach doesn't work just Rabbim, only when your hand's there, Reki Vega jumps on the Sman and says, no, the Stimus and Mechaba over here is that we pass on like Ravina. Mamash like the Goyin. So you have a Goyin and a Reki Vega, Taiches on the Mechaba, that you kind of Mashiach B'Shas Rabbim. Fine, not like the Sman. So good. So here you have a case, Boyin Kechot. You have Gneva and Shabbos Boyin Kechot. Gewaldig. Comes along the Ramah.
Well, what do you have to lose? What's
Let's say you didn't lose it. Oh, if you didn't lose it and it's still banned, you're going to see the Ramah's going to tell you that Avadi you're going to have to give it back because man it's banned. It's just if it's lost, it's not banned, and all you have is a chiv domim, a chiv mamin. That chiv mamin is a kimlev drab, and they patties you from that chiv mamin, and you won't have to pay. That's what the Ramah's going to do right now. Let's see the Ramah. Aval. Im avdoi achekach, if you didn't lose it over there right away, or didn't lose it by itself, but rather of the achekach, you lost it later on, you are mazik it later on, chayiv, you are chayiv. You chayiv, the kosher kenem adayin hu ben shechayiv lakzeir. And certainly if it's still around, you're mechuyiv to give it back. And that's really Gemara. The Gemara says that if it's still around, you have to give it back. En echanami, there's kimelei derabine, but kozman it's ben, you got to give it back. Sorry?
That's
what happened to the assay? We're going to see. It's pashis. It could be without an asay. We're going to get to the ksais that there's no chiveshah because that's also kimle b'drab m'mnei. It's just that if it's banned, it still belongs to the owner. Memela, it still is. It's rightfully his, so you got to give it back. But
leave it here.
Yeah, nagrami. So leave it there. Nagrami. But he has a right to take it. The owner has a rightful. He has the rights to it. Right, according to the ksais. The ksais, if you want, I've got the ilum is hand hacking it now, so I guess we'll do it now. Look at the ksais in Sivkot and Gimel. Nirlani is daiti. It's like two lines into Sivkan Gimel. Nirlani is daiti. The avagav do lo mahani le mikni. Makomokam einu mechayv ba'ashava kumoy ba'alma. The gana v'gazel mechayv ba'ashava dixivetches el sekzela. Avazeh shagana b'shabes kemen de kumle b'drabimine. This kumle b'drabimine ein anu mechayv oisai klum ashas ha'gneva. El b'tavre b'yadayim. If he breaks it, then he's a mazik. Ava itva memeli's potter. I'm going to get to one second. V'mkeimah meila nami enu meskayv b'ashava ela delay kani aisa. You just not kainet. V'afilu b'shemer nami enu b'chiv b'ashava la b'aylam. Kumash k'safti b'simen kuf tzadiches. It's supposed to be sifkan. Hey, ela dechom makum shu b'shus b'aylam hu v'tereik ashava ala b'aylam hu. The k'sayz holds that avada kimle dramine patizhi from b'chiv b'ashava as well. Just if it's ben, it still belongs to the b'aylam. See, it's like shemrim. You're shemrim an item. You don't have a chiv hashava, but rather you can't keep it. It belongs to the owner, and the owner has a right to take it back. But you don't have a chiv hashava. That's how the ksais touches it up. So good. So but let's go back to Ramah. But if you break it later on, you're going to be chayv. Because since kolzman the chayvitz be'en, it still belongs to the bailam, so it's still his chayvitz. And later when you break it, you're no longer chayiv in the chiv misa. So now we'll dan you for the new misa that you did. When you smash it later on, when you mazik it later on, we'll get you later on for mazik, and then you don't have a chiv. You don't have a ptur kum libzidamene. Mamela, that's what the Rama is saying. Kozman, if it got lost by itself, avada yapata. But if you break it later on, when you no longer have a chiv misa, then you're going to be chayiv. Kozkin and madaino ben, avada chayiv lakzirai. That's the first shita. Good. V'yeshayimim, the second shita, sh'me'enu be'en, if it's no longer around, b'chol inyin patim l'shalom, even if you actually broke it. You damaged it, you broke it, you're still going to be pata. So you have two machloikis, so let's just bekitza. If it's not around by itself, avad yapata yechiv, domin that came, b'shasta itzol, b'shasta gneva, then you had a chiv misa, and it's kimle deramine. If it is around, avad you got to give it back. Well, the machloikis is only if you broke it later on. If you did a mazik later on, could we get you for this new chiv mazik or not? First she holds avad you're going to be chayiv, because now there's no longer chiv misa. And the second she holds a yapata. The shayla is $1 million kasha, why yapata? What could be prat in the second shita? Why should be a pata? There's no longer a chiv misa. So if you look in this massive cotton hay, b'chol inyim patim l'shalim, tamayu, demiyad shahitzi akis, chayv misa. The second you brought out the kiss, which was from yichayv misa, v'lo paka minaya isa, and that chiv wasn't paka, because he's still the mishas, you're still there, you're still holding by that. V'sulu chayv alav chiv mamen kim du chayv misa dekim le drabine. Since you already were over the Chilul Shabbos, and it's still kind, the guy still deserves Chiv Misa because of his Chilul Shabbos that he did. Memela, now he's going to be Pata from the moment, even if he does a new Maisa Mazik later on.
Something else also?
Oh, so the Ksai says, like this match should come out, that even if she's Shiba Kelim Achayim Nami Pata, a guy does a Chiv Shabbos, and then later on, he's walking in Shusram, he smashes cars and vehicles as he goes along. Since the Chiv Shabbos is still Aymir Olav, he's going to be Pata, because Kim Leid Ramini. Hagavatska, are you talking? What's going on, right? And the Ksais bombs, he doesn't know what's going on. And really, we should. But before we go to the Ksais, let's go to the Shach. The Shach says, he holds Tzarchi Menolei Ha. Bechlali is. How? He goes the other way around. Menolei, he's going on the first sheet in the Ramah. The first sheet says, Avam of the Akakach is Chayiv. That you're going to be chayiv because you did a new Maisa Mazik. Frek Teshach, Menolei Ha, how did the Ramon know that if you're Mazik later on, you're going to be chayiv? Uvetur Lesa Kain, the Tur never said this. The Tur brought down such a shita called from Rabbeinu Yeshaya, but he was talking about a case of by Machteris. The case was that he stole through Machteris, a Boba Machteris that didn't like a Roy Diffin, you can kill him every second, so there's Kimle Bidiramine. But state in the Rabbeinu Yeshaya that if after he goes home, he's no longer in the Boba Machteris, he's no longer in a Matzav of a Roy Diff, and then he breaks it, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya says you're going to be Chayev for Mazik later on. So the Ramah seems. Came from there and says, who are then by Shabbos? If you break it later on, you're going to be chayv. Frek Teshach, no, Menolei Ho. V'tur lesa kein alagabe machteres. And what's the reason? Mishum demiyad she yetzei mi machteres. Suloi mechayv misa. He's no longer under the influence of a chayv misa. Avul hacha, but by Shabbos, yesh loima, kevin da'adayin imid b'chiv ha-misa de Shabbos, pata kishavdai. Maybe everyone will hold over here when you mazik later on your pata, because he's still under the influence of this chayv misa of Shabbos. Neshach, also, what's going on? Well, what does this mean? You're still under the influence of Chiv Misa. There's no such thing. You Chiv Misa, and that's now weiter gegangen. Now you're having a new Chiv Mammon. What's going on? So that's really what's in the Gemara. Let's go. It's really Machlokes Rishonim had attached the Gemara. The Gemara says when it's Be'en, you have to give it back, but when you threw it into a river, you're Pata. So you could be Matzchik, the Gemara means someone else threw it into the river. And let's say you're a Pesheya, but you don't have a Nechayivim on it, because Kim Leidramine, at this time you stole it, none of the Chivim Machal, even Chivim Mainzin on Nachal, even Chivim Pshia Nachal, like some safe in Shuvah, I think Kim Kalam Gimus, much like that, you don't even have Chivim Pshia, good, so you could still be Potter, maybe that would be Pshat, good. But Kipshuta, the Gemara's Masha, that you threw it into the river. So if you threw it into the river, what's going on? So if you threw it into the river, Mamish, Bavasakas, while you've been Chayiv Misa here. But it's very hard to accomplish. Pashas, you stole it, and then you threw it into the river. That's a machlokes rishon ahead of Taitra the Gemara. Are you pot even if you threw it into the river later on? Or only im hagneva, im the Chayiv Misa, did you throw it into the river? So you look at the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah brings down both pshatim. He paskins, which is Mashmoy the Ramah, that that's how the Ramah paskins, that you're Chayiv Taka. Right, it's time for Akei Shemrem. Sounds like the Ramah holds that the Ikka is like, you're really Chayiv. But in the Shita holds that you're Potter, the Yad Ramah says a Pshat. What's Pshat? Not like this man, the Shach. The Yad Ramah says a different Pshat. Yad Ramah says that Hayoyz, everything came from the mach, from the first Maisa Geneva that you did. You stole an item worth, let's say, $10. And now you broke that item. Let's say, had you not have a Chayiv Misa, let's say it would have been a regular Sunday. You didn't steal on Shabbos, you did this on Sunday. You'd be chayv for the Geneva. And then when you broke it later on, you wouldn't be chayv a second time for the Geneva. You only be chayv once for the item. It all came machmas that Geneva. And on that Geneva, not chayv Geneva, you have a chayv misas kimle deramine. So the fact that grada later on you mazik it, it's one long Geneva arichna, and it all came from that original Geneva. And the mela, since on the original Geneva, you're part, you can be part even for being mazik later on. That's the Yad Ramah. He holds like the Tavra Vishasya. If you steal when it's worth one and it goes up to four and you Tavra Vishasya, the reason why you Chayiv Dalit is because Sakta Yad Ramah is because you were Maisif on the Maisa Geneva. Because initially you only Chayiv one and now you went up, so now you Chayiv four. So you did something more to it. Mashenkin over here, it's the same item, same value. It was always worth 10 and still worth 10. The only reason why you were Pata initially is because the Zaitka Pram Kimle Dravane, but Be'etim, you already did your full Geneva on the 10 of the value of the Chayivitz. So the fact that you were Mazik later on, you won't masif anything in the Gneva, and Mamelo, you'll have the regular din Kimle Dramini. That's what the Shita HaPiteres holds. That second Shita is because, not because Shabbos continues, not because the Chiv Misa continues, forget. Chiv Misa is only Bishas the Gneva, but it works the other way around, because the Mazik now is an extension of the original Chiv Gneva, and that original Chiv Gneva has a Ptur Kimle Bidramini. That's the Lamdas. The Lamdas is Shabbos is right away, but everything you do, it all goes back to the Chiv Geneva that happened at the beginning. But for Nisman HaShach, you see a different pshat. That no, Geneva, it's a new Geneva, but somehow Shabbos continues. That Issa Misa Shabbos continues, I don't know how long, maybe till the end of Shabbos. I don't know how long it is, but it still continues and you're under the influence, and that's why you're Potter. And the Pella is what's going on. There's another pshat, and the other pshat is the Bala Ma'ar. The Ksois brings this down, and he holds that he didn't like the smart. The Shach, he holds his two pshatim. There's what we call the Bala Ma'ar and the Ramban. The Ramban tak holds you chayiv, like the first pshat, and Bala holds you potter. Why you potter? It's like the choice. If you look on the first column, it's Sifkot and Beis, it's about, a dozen lines from the top towards the end of the line. It says, Kamash Malon, the Shani din roidif me din gazlan. The roidif me chimata lo yode kenineo bedomim mi hai shaita. Right when you stole it, since you have accumulated nominate, you actually were clean of the chayfetz. You actually own the chayfetz. That's Rav. Rav in the Gemara holds that you own the chayfetz. You're not even chayv even if it's ben. We don't paskin like Rav. We paskin kozal and it's ben, you got to give it back. But Rav holds that since there's no chiv hashava, and it's kimulei deramne, right away you kind of the chavitz legamri. Even though when it's be'en, you got to give it back. That's mavun gemara. We don't paskin like Rav like that. That's because it's a chumahu de rami rabbanan alei de leda mamayna lamare kevan de isa be'ene. It's a special de rabbanan. Means midaraisa, you kind of the chavitz legamri. Rav actually holds like that. Rav holds that kimulei deramne, you own the you kind of chavitz. You don't have to give it back even if it's ben. Memele, if you break it later on, you broke your own item, not Yenim's item. Yenim's item, you're ready to koina. It's your item, it's the Ganim's item. The reason why you got to give it back, Kozman, it's bad, is this Chumra de Rabbanan, special de Rabbanan. Memele Zaktak says, I know the Medina, filu ibeeno kaneneo. Even when it's bad, it's really kaneneo. Ela de Chiesa, eno ela Chumra de Rabbanan, de la de beena. Ava Michitava, when you break it, the less ibeena, it's no longer around. Ukma adino de kra kaneneo, bedome Michiesa beena, upata melishalem. The reason why this sheet to hold the apartheid is because really it's yours already, even when it's banned. And it's a zaika the din, the rabbanan, that you got to give it back when it's banned. But if it's not banned, even if you broke it, rabbanan weren't They won't mechayiv you. Avol Ramban b'mecham l'sham heishe v'lov zeloshani sharei mefush b'gemara the chiyuk mebeshusay hanimilu l'nyoinzin, but it's not yours. Alma de medina deraisa hadri, and you really got to give it back. And if medina deraisa, you got to give it back. So if you break it now, then you're going to be chayiv for the mazik that you do. The Balamor holds that the reason why you're not chayiv for the mazik is because it was really yours. You already coined it b'shasta gneva because of kimle d'ramne, and it's only zaitik d'rabbanan that calls man it ben. You got to give it back. And the Ramban, which is the first shita, holds no, that you weren't coin it, and the reason why you got to give it back when it's banned, because Meika didn't, you got to give it back. It still belongs to the Nignav. And if it still belongs to the Nignav, if you're going to break it later on, now you chayiv a mazik for the Nignav. That's the machlekes. And later on, he brings the shach, and he says, Tarchin menoleho of a torlesekin el makteris. First of all, that which the shach says, that menoleho, he doesn't know where the Ramah got the sheet, it's not true. He brings the shoinim, the Ramban, the Ravamagid, Avado, that this machlekes is a machlekes, saiba makteris, saiba shabbos. And he says, how could you, the shach hold, or the sma hold, that the shabbos continues? He says, a mishnah shleimim perkama de erchin, hayetzi lehorek, someone is going out to be killed because he's chayv misa v'hizik, and he's mazik right when he's ready to be killed. Misa's bezin chayv l'shalem haray dechiv misa eni pata el b'shas maisev ala achakach elo. The reason why it's this machlek is Ramban kepshutai, we really should learn like the Ramban that avadi should be chayv, and the shita peteris is only because of the balamar that really meka din, you already coin it, and it's just a new din d'rabbanan, you got to give it back. But if you're mazik and it's no longer around, then you don't have to give it back. Obviously, it's no longer around, and you don't have any chiv, and memela, that's why you're potter. A whole different pshat. Memela doesn't know what pshat in the shach and esma. If you look in the goyin, in Sifkot and Hay, towards the end of Sifkot and Hay, he says, V'divrei ha-shach t'muim. How could also bombs the shach? How could the shach say he doesn't know where the Ramah got this from? What do you mean? The b'magid mishnah isa lehedya haplukta adin zeh avada the machlekes rishonim is even by Shabbos. Umashe hiksha the adain b'chiv misa koi v'chein kosev b'prisha. Yeah, yesh leima the b'kamelis uchiyetze. It's talking about we already entered a kamelis. The achakak ratzolim achakayuve. Now, which it says achakak means achakayuve. You're no longer in rishus harabim. So now the goyin is already making a pshara. Means he seems he understood this man the shach that the chiv mises adayin kayim. But he's saying that only is kozman you're in rishus harabim. The second you leave the rishus harabim and the chevet is now in the kamelis, now the chiv mises stops and memela now you'd be chayiv. Means what did the Ksais yes on this sheet? Ksais yes, but you see, Hayetzel Laharik, just because you chayv misa from what you did a year ago, does now give you forever you're going to be part of a mazik. So if you're going to Vada, you're never going to. It doesn't mean that the chayv misa continues. You already have a chayv misa, that's your patur forever. No. So the going is that the maisa is a Shabbos, is still kaim. There's an akir from Rishus HaYochid and Anoch and Rishus HaRabim. And somehow the going understood, I mean, and the lashon that smells like matron like that also the iser, right? Like pakim mineha iser, not like pakim mineha misa. Vada the misa is still there, and the misa is not going to bother. The iser, the maisa iser that you did for Shabbos is still kaim. As long as the chevet is still munach b'shus rabim, so it's still in its hanocha state of your havara from b'shus rakat to b'shus rabim. So it's somehow one long Havaris, I don't know, Rosh Hashanah, and it's one long chiv misa. Memela calls man the chiv is super Rosh Hashanah. You're gonna have a chiv misa. Memela p'turkim ledam. The second you bring the chivits into a karmelis, oh, so now the ma'aser Shabbos ended. Now, if you mazik it, now you're gonna be chayiv. And that which this sheet, the Hoza Yepata, is only when you mazik it in Rosh Hashanah. You mazik it still under the influence of your ma'aser Shabbos, of your issa Shabbos that you did. It's still. It's hard to explain.
Maybe
it doesn't sound like that because the issa we're talking about is from Mishus Hayochel Shus Harabim. That's what the Gemara says, right? When we're talking about Goyinu Kis Mishus Hayochel Shus Harabim, Moshkel Shus Harabim.
Right, not from them,
because the guy. If he did a new issa Shabbos, he did a Havaris Dal Ramis, and Lukhay, even the first sheet did hold the Yapata. So what's the machlokes is? Everyone holds that if you have kimle damne, if you have right, the chiv misa ended, so to speak, because the chiv maisa Shabbos ended when you did the anoch Rishus Ram, and now you kicked it. So now what do you do? Now you smashed it, whatever you did. Now you're mazik it. But Zok Degayin, as long as it's still munak Rishus Ram, that maisa Shabbos is still around. We could say in Degayin, which is the Kseis Adik and Isma, is that yes, maybe that calls man it's Munim Kshus Rabim, and you break even Zaitig Zachin. You smash cars, you still behave to Kimlanami, because the Maisa Shabbos is still Gaim. Only on this Chavis. Okay, I don't understand the Gaim fully, so it's hard to argue. I don't know. But it sounds like the Gaon understood the Sman Shach and he made this type of apshara. The Kseis didn't understand it, and the Maisa is in the Rishonim, it's not Muska, such a pshat. The Sman Shach pshat is not there. We have two pshatim in the Rishonim. Either Balamor, it's taka only midirabonim, because really midirais, you already coin it, and that's why you put on mazik. Or the other pshat, like the Yad Rama, that somehow that second Gneva is an extension of the first Gneva, and that first Gneva was under the influence of Chiv Misa. So Memel, it's Kimla Draman and on your whole Maisa Gneva. But this new pshat, Sman Shach and Gaon, I don't know. I didn't find it in any other Rishonim.
Come out that the Shach is made to the Ramah.
The Shach is made to
the Ramah. Whenever you could have a case of Chayim.
If you're by Karmelis, right? It would come out like the Goyin Shach that when you're in the Karmelis, not only the Ramah, Boshitas would hold that you're Chayim if you were Mazeg it when you're in the Karmelis. Correct. And the whole sheet holds part is only because it's so Rishus Aravim. Correct. All right. Fine. That's a Maimon Muska had a teacher. Now, I would suggest we have a din. I'm just making another nafkamina. See, like the Balamod, this whole din when it's banned, you got to give back, is only midirabonon. No, you got to give it back because it's banned. I mean, maybe you don't have a chiva shavu like the Kseis, but it's not yours. It belongs to someone else. Could be that we have the Achreinim say that when you steal something and Kozman, you're being maxic, big zeilasa, you're big nevasa, you're even is a gneva every second. Again, you're stealing. Again, you keep on stealing it, right? What would be in this case? The guy had accumulated ramen at the beginning. So when it's banned, you got to give it back. But is the guy even is it derais every second? So if you learn like the Ramban, yes, it's still the Bailam's chayfitz. Every second you overlay signaiv. Every second you're stealing. You keep on stealing his chayfitz. But like the Balamah, it's really your chayfitz. It's really the Ganav's chayfitz. You already was coined it. It's only a din derabana takona to give it back. Lehedele, when it's ban, could be, it's not an issa gneva. I mean, it's only derabana. So midaraisa level, it's not a gneva. So you won't be over an issa gneva every second. I'm not even sure if you're even an issa gneva derabana every second.
No, you're an issa gneva. You're put out commonly derabinae.
That's put on the chivim. So good, I have the chim, but right now I'm being maxic in his chayv, I'm withholding his chayv. So I'm ever.
So you can't have more if you never did a maizig geneva. It's not called a maizig.
It's not a maizig geneva.
Your potter. It's not
no, if it's
no,
mamish.
No, one second.
If it's not mamish or maizig geneva at all, then forget. You're making it worse. Then so now the next second when you're no longer over an issa deraisa or chiv misa, now you should be mamish aganef.
Why?
Because right now you're stealing it.
Where's such a... Let's say somebody...
I want to know if the guy put it down in Rishus Rama and then he picked it up again and walked another four Amis. He walked three Amis. Not four. I don't want to be even another Sadraisa. And he walked three Amis. What would be the halakha? The first time... You're telling me the first time he had a Petur Kim Lev Deramin, eh? And now the second time... One second. Now the second time he walked three Amis and now he did a Kinyan. He did the Kinyan Mashiach. So now he was going it.
If you learn the whole kinyan the faith only to Yiloinsen, it only comes with the chiv geneva. So nafanami would be chayiv. You'd be chayiv. Second time would be chayiv.
So you would be chayiv. Should come out. You'd be chayiv. So when you were mazikid, if you threw it into the nar, so when you threw it at that point, you were marvid. Okay, maybe marvid alanamis, but I don't know. Depending, you moved it. So let me do the shem hezek, not the shem geneva. I don't. The ma'i says it should come out that yes, and you can make another. But kitzur, you want to know? You're suggesting that bechla you don't have any kinyan and geneva at all.
What are you saying, right?
Is that what
you're saying?
No, I don't know about that. I know, it means, I have all my kinyan. Not only kinyan, yeah, I own it in Gantan. I own the Gantan. And later I'm ban. No, I'm a ganif, maybe. Just, I don't have the chiyuv of a ganif. I mean, I'm potter on ointim. And I'm going to say, I'm even potter on the chiva shava.
What kind of ganif? I'm potter, period. What kind of ganif are you?
I have kinyanim in it, maybe. Where's the nageya? I'll show you why. Here, maybe it's nageya for Nasivis, for Shini Kaina. I want to know, this ganif, if he's going to be Mishana, the Chavis, will be Kaina? Will he have the Din Shini Kaina?
Will he have
Mishani
Kaina? I don't know, maybe he's
Kaina. Maybe he does. Maybe he has Kinyani
Gneva. Let's understand what happened here. The guy stole an item, right?
Right.
On this Maisik Gneva, he's completely potter. He's like, it's ganif.
The God that the Rekiv Egan Ksubis on the dollar, it sounds like what you're saying. He charges up a Ritva like that. It's Kilo, like you didn't steal, and then when you Shecht on Sunday, you can be Chayv Dalla Vehei. Why? Because then you stole, and it's not considered Ganim and Aganim, because what you did on Shabbos is like Kilohaya. Merely you started to steal on Sunday. That's how he, you go like that, that extreme, I hear. Mask it, then I hear. Okay, fine, then I hear. So then you went, so then Faket said, okay, you mean cause money max if you don't do a Maisa Gneva. Good, fine. But if you go like everyone else, who sounds like you did do a ready, you have, you already were coined the item, maybe the Torah didn't give you kinone genev in it, but you're ready. Okay, let's just see this. You know, we're trying to talk ahead of ourselves. Let's see this. Look at this. See if cotton aleph. Vehine im mishtanis hagzeila kegoin shegonav tle v'itziu beis haShabbos v'nasa ayel nistapakti im chayv lahachzir. The caveman that ganav koine guf hagneva bishinoi v'rag domim boi shlumi ala shoshen gonvoi v'alzeh hashohu kim lebed rabbe minei so he'll be potter. He could keep the chayfetz. And Mamela will be potter. So if she holds, she needs kind of be geshmak. The guy will make a shini, and now will be kind of the item, and now it's geshmak. Rather, the achreinim who say, maybe Arsameh, I forgot who it was, who wants to say that even if you're going to hold, shini is yet kind of, but you won't be potter. Why? Because enechnam nesivis is gerecht and cheshbin, that for ointin you can't be chayef, because ointin is from the Shas Kenevo, but he said you be chayef for mishtarshi. Because that goofy that you kind of bishinoi, so I gave you a chayfetz, you took my chayfetz and you kind of my chayfetz. So I was mahana you with taking my chayfetz. Now even worse, now it's actually yours. So then I could be machayu for mishtarshi at this time of the shinoi. In the time of the shinoi, there's no more chiv misa. So now I can get you then for mishtarshi for being kind of bishinoi. I won't have a chivain, so maybe if it went down the price or up in price, whatever it is, you'll have to go bust to the Shas HaShinui when you're coined, and then I will get you for Mishtarshi. Okay. Correct. Not the chiv itself, but right, you'd be coined the chivitz, but you owe me the damim, the hana that you got out of the chivitz, that you got from my chivitz becoming your chivitz, that the chivitz should belong to you. However, the Sivis falls away from this. The Nigzal takes back Gzela after Nishtanis. Why the kinyan shinui? How do you know kinyan shinui? Numen mikra the veishiv esagzeil shagazal, which we dashin imkain shagazal yagzer v'mlav damem b'alma b'yishlumi, which means v'kimen that Torah chayvei b'damem hare mochach derakmanu ukmei b'shusei. Right? If the Torah says that once you mishan, you have to pay damem, vaysoyis the chayvei is going to remain by you. You're not going to have to give the chayvei and damem, right? So from here we see that shinui is koina. Obakokuk ukmei rakmanu b'shusei b'shinui mikra that shagazal the dafka b'yish bini ritzei agazan ave b'shinui koina b'akokuk the chayvei b'ointzim b'akokuk. Good. So the Nesivis, since the whole din of shinui koina is learned down v'yishiv zagzeilo, the came into bemakim shukim le bedrabenei lo yinis chayev beheishiv. We don't have a chiyev beheishiv. Da afilu begzela be'en ain't a bez din yochel lokav hagazel lekayim hashava. Just what's the din rak hanigz above and neto shalakim mishakasa begzeitz hachoshin. It's what's his fee be over here. Sif cotton gimel. The came into ainu beheishiv. Velekalav chayev chazara memeila lekoni agzela. To the extent that you don't have a din veishiv is agzela, so you won't have the din shini koini either. But Meir Zakhtin Nisiv is a pelotik achidish. This ganav who steals and then is mishana the chayfetz, he will not be koini the chayfetz. Now, it doesn't mean for Nisivis that he doesn't have kinyan agzela, like the Rukh Vega said. Maybe he has kinyan agzela, whatever that means. Just this chidish akra that shini is koina goes hand in hand with Veheshiv, and to the extent Ksei says there's no Chiv Veheshiv, so then you're not going to have a Kinyan Shina. Now, Lamai says many Achrenim argue with the Nesivis and hold the Vadi, you do have Kinyan Gneva, and the Vadi, you're kind of Bishina. Kimle Damni patches you from Chiyuvim, so you're not going to be Chayiv, even Lazan Zagan, you're not Chayiv Veheshiv, and you're not Chayiv Moinsin. But Kinyanim you have, Kinyan Ridan doesn't take away Kinyanim. If I'm kind of Chayfetz on Shabbos, that means I wasn't kind of the Chayfetz. If I buy something on Shabbos, I shouldn't have done it, means I'm not coining the Chayvitz, I've had a coining the Chayvitz. So if I steal on Shabbos, I've had a Magazin. I was coining the Chayvitz with Kinyan and Gneva. Just I don't have Chayuvim.
What is the Kinyan and
Gneva negate? What's the Kinyan and Gneva? What's the negate to? Shinai. What's the negate to? That you have a shame Ganif, and every single second you're going to be able to not like Sig Naiva.
We're saying
that
the guy's
say Kamei Rami on his Chayuvim. But not Kinyanim, I've had he's a Ganif. A Hezekan, if he has Kinyon and Gneva, my Chayvitz, just he's part of from all the Chayivim that come out of those Kinyonim. There's a Arsa Mech at the end of Hukas Gneva, there's an Imre Bina in Hukas Dagdan of Memzayin, there's Avne Echishin of Yasif Kambay, there's a lot of Achrayim who argue. This is like a Chikava Shaila. Is there Kinyon Gneva or not when you have Kinyon Kim Lev Dramane? It's a Kishmaka Shaila. I just want to bring out.
If it becomes a ganav every second, then you shouldn't have a chiva shalom.
I don't know. In order to become a ganav with new chivim, you have to make another kinyan. So you'd have to make a kinyan every second. That we want to make a kim to that. The guy wasn't continuing to be moishaker. But the issa ganeva is every second even without kinyanim. That's many akronim. Well, there's a nakal yitzvah, ganav yudah. The taiches of war in Siman Aleph is manazeh. You can force a ganav to give back a chavis, even though we can't dan ganeva. And the Nakhil Yitzchak says the reason why you force him to give it back is because you're stopping him from being over the issa. That's what you're really doing. So the issa is every second, even without new kinyanim. As long as once you were a ganav, you're over. In fact, I even say it better. We had achrenu kedusha rimuzmash. We had some achrenu Maria Sad that they want to entertain chazanish. They were noted that you could have an issa ganavim without any kinyan ganeva, even to begin with. So let's say I don't go like that. Let's say we want to say, no, you have to start with the kinyan ganeva. Once I got the kinyan ganeva, I'll be over nisa ganeva every single second. So I want to say it's enough. Give me like the balon bar. You wouldn't be over nisa ganeva every second because it's already yours.
But
I have that kinyan that I originally did. It's not pocket of kinyan. It's pocket of chiyuvim. Kimle Ramni said you can't have a chiyuv moment together with the chiyuv mitzvah. So all chiyuvim moment are gone. But my kinyani moment aren't gone. My chiyuvim moment are gone.
He holds the fact that he was happy with the kinyanim.
He just has a gzeris kos. He can't have aishav without. Now I want to just point out that this whole shmuz zecher is all in the shitas Ramban. If you hold that the chavis still belongs to the nignam, so now you can dan. Do I have kinyanim gneva for shini, or do I have the chiddush shini or not? But if you hold like the balamor that the chavis is already yours, and it was just a dindir abanu when it's be'en, you got to give it back. So to clear the shayla, you have to use different lashon. It's a different shayla. The shayla is when the rabbanim were misakin, the kozman is ben, you got to give it back. Were they misakin even if it was nishtana or not? Nothing to do with stam. Right? Stam. Gnev is over. It's already yours. Just kozman is ben, you got to give it back. Were they misakin it even when it's nishtana? And leave me yom ali. I don't have a raya that I would say no. They weren't misakin when it's nishtana because. What was this to Rabbanan? At best, they made it like a ganav. They can't make it worse than a ganav. Every ganav who steals in his mishana the chavitz later on is koina and doesn't have to give back the chavitz. He pays dom and whatever it is, but he doesn't have to give back the chavitz because he's koina bishinoi. And we don't have a new Rabbanan saying that, oh, it's still considered ben, you got to give it back. So this ganav who's accumulated the rabbanan digga ganav, but he's loigoro from an emissa ganav that once it's nishtana, it's not ben, you don't got to give it back. So libi oimeli, I don't have a right that chazal in the balamor shita, they were only misakin, the kozman, it's ben intact without any shinoi. And once it's nishtana, avada, then you don't have to give it back and it's all over. That's what I would say. Fine. Okay, let's finish up the machav. Let's go to our shayla. We're running out of time here. I want to go back to our case of this car accident. Continues the machav. I raise that part. Why mitashlumin shisa shabbos v'isa gnev v'vezek boim keachad? Aval im ganav kispe shabbos v'igbiu sham b'shisa yachid. If you stole it already, no shisa yachid. V'achak achutziu l'shisa rabim, and then you brought it out m'shisa rabim v'shlich l'nor. Then you're going to be chayv l'shalaim. Why? Since when you did that bar you already chayv then for the gneva. So later on, when you brought the shes ramim, it's too late. You already chayv in gneva before, and like we saw in shin nun by achachelav, like this maspiat, right? You clean it right away, then you chayv in gneva. The fact that you ate the chelav later on, it's too late. You're not going to have a p'turkim later on. Now here too, you have the chiv gneva right when you magbi it, and the fact that you have Shabbos later on, it's not going to pat to you. Now, what does mean v'chein kol kiyotibes? The Sma says kigoyin abab b'makteres. The same thing. In any case, you'll have chiv misa boim keechod with the moment you're going to be potter, and if not, you're going to be chayiv. Now, this din that the gneva came first and then Shabbos came later on is not so poshut, because really we know that every akira needs a hanochod. When I pick it up, That's when my Maisa Shabbos starts. It was not Nigma till I drop it in Rishus Rabbim. I have to have an Akira and Hanacha. The Gemara says that could be that any Chiyuve Domim that happened from the time of the Akira till the Hanacha, Zarek Chetz, Rishus Rabbim, and goes Dal Rames, and it runs through a guy's Beged on the way, is going to be Potter, because that's one long Maisa Shabbos, from the Akira till the Hanacha. So in fact, the Gemara here too, when I pick up the Chayfetz, a Gneva, and I walk around the guy's Rishus for 10 minutes, and then I bring it into the Rishus Rabbim. So what? I never stop. So the Akira started then, and I dropped in the Rishus Rabbim. At that point, it's one long Maisa Shabbos, and in that duration, you had your Kinyan Gneva. We should say Kim Leid the Rabbin, as affecting Gemara. And for the Gemara, two pshatim, either it's talking about where the guy lifted it and he stopped. So he did the Maisa Akbar, and the Hanacha was over, and then he went to Shazram. So then he made a new Akira with a new Hanacha and Shazram. So it's two separate Maisim, one pshat in the Gemara. And that doesn't say here in the Mechaba. It's a parallel what's going on. If I say it's the Mechaba passing like the other pshat in the Gemara. The other pshat in the Gemara says, Adkan, we say when Yazar Chetz B'Shus Rabim, we look at the whole Maisa, one long Maisa, and anything in between has a Ptur Kim Leid Rabine, is because you can't retract. Iboya La'adure, you can't. It's too late. You can't get back the arrow. It's too late. So it's one long Maisa. But if you Maver Dal Rames, you're carrying it. At any point in time, you could stop. Any point in time, you could undo the Chilul Shabbos, so then we don't long get one long Maisa Shabbos, and when you do the Hanukkah, that's when it's Maisa Shabbos. But if you broke it on the way, or broke something else on the way, you'll be chayv. You won't have the Pturkim Leid Ramnei. So the Rav Magid is the Rambam, the Vaisais we pass him like that second shot. It's very negated to the story I'm going to tell you. It's very negated. Vaisais, the Rav Magid, we pass him like the second shot. That the only time you have this from Akir to Hanukkah is if you can't stop the Maisa. But here, where you could stop the Maisa, I lifted it, and I could stop right then, so then even though I continue now as Menich B'Shus Rabim, I'm still going to be chayef for my original Akira that I did, for the Gneva that I did.
I could even say the Mechaber means like the first step, because the Mechaber says V'achaka Chetzio. The Mechaber could just say He V'Yisham Shiyachid V'Chetzio B'Shus Rabim. Why say V'achaka?
No. What I'm telling you is a goin. You look in the goin to come vav. V'loy kasev sha'omid lofish ben agbar la'tzak. Much kasev b'ksubis. Mishum shepaza kelish nabasa sham inam yehazum yiboyo la'adura. And that's what the Rav Magid says as well. All right. So I hear. I'm saying, but the nice Rav Magid the goin. I hear you. I have to look in the Rambam, see if the Rambam gives it a lashon pashas. He does. But the mice is we pass him like that second shot. So memele since. At the Shasta Hanukkah, it was already too late. You already did the Akira beforehand. So maybe Lechayiv and Gneva before you Chayiv on the Issa Shabbos. Good? Let's go to the story. Let's try to take apart the story. We marked them with a different story. Maisa Shohaya Kachoya. There was a Chilaini who, this is a Maisa in Eretz Yisrael. I saw it in a Sefer. He was driving on Shabbos, and while he was driving, he sideswiped your parked car. Reuven's parked car. Don't make it your car. Reuven's parked car. And he crashed the side of the car. He left a note. He left a note on your windshield that, you know, I was the one who did it, contact me, here's my phone number, and whatever. So the Shaila came before the Rav, A, is there Kim Leib Rabbanei, and B, Kishmak HaShaila, is since writing the note is also Nisa Shabbos, and the Allah is, by when you write a note, when you do any Maisa Shabbos, it's also Loi, or anyone who's Nasa B'Shvilei La'olam, he wrote me the note, I might not even be able to read the note. I'm now allowed to read the note or benefit from the note. I'm now allowed to use this to as a right to know his name and phone number, because by reading the note, I'm being Nana from Maisa Shabbos.
He's amazing.
What do you mean? Okay, so that's what he says. Maybe he's a Tinek Shanishba, and he says maybe he didn't write the note for me, he wrote the note for himself because it's a crime to leave the scene of an accident without leaving a note. And then he said maybe that's considered being Nana from the Maisa, it's just a note, it's like a riot, it's a shtar. But he got out of that problem. But the fundamental Shaila was.
It's not that he has to pay. It's not, I mean, you have a benefit that he's paying you, but you're benefiting him that you're not letting him be over a fighter.
Right, I'm over. I know when he's chayv for mazik.
Let's say he has to pay.
Good, he has a chiv, right? So I'm helping him.
So he won't be over a gneva.
Mazik, whatever, yeah. Right, so, but
for his
benefit is also not good. Also, lawyer also. All right, so that was the shaila. So the poiskim paskin, yes, you have a ptur kimlei b'derabba minei. Meila, let's go to the next step. So now the chilaini never learned, he's not here tonight, so he doesn't know kimlei d'rabba. So he's going to come, and he's going to come to pay you. Are you allowed to accept the money? Because he has a ptur kimlei d'rabba minei. So really, it's like this. There's a chiv latzitz idei. Many places come hold. Places hold that there's a chiv latzitz idei shemaim. Even when you have a p'turkim lebdam, there's still a chiv latzitz idei shemaim. The Gemara has a mice in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Naim Bezam and Aleph, that Rava, they stole his sheep from his machteris, and they gave it back to him. And Rava refused to take it because he was chosh lechvaydei of Rav, that Rav holds that a ganav is koinit lagamri, and even more than what we say, we hold that when it's banned, you got to give it back. But Rava was chosh lechvaydei of Shita's Rav, that even when it's banned, it belongs to the ganav, and mainly he didn't take it. Fractai says, what he means is a chiv latzis didei shemaim, so Rava should have taken it for that, he has a chiv. So Zaktai says, no, the ganav wasn't interested in chayv latzis didei, and the guy was only interested if it's chay b'din elam, he's paying. If it's not b'din elam, he's not paying. To Rava to accept it on the false pretense, Rav is going to accept it as if the ganav thinks he's chayev and he's really not. Only chiv din the shemaim, the Rav is now allowed to accept it. That's taisis.
Except if the guy from the shemaim, he's driving Shabbos otherwise.
The guy?
He wouldn't be driving
Shabbos. This guy is not holding my chayev latzis idei shemaim. So don't chiv din the other. Now there's another shaila. The shaila is on a chiv latzis idei shemaim. May allowed to be taifis. May allowed to make a tfisa on it. Maybe that's a shaila. Hey, let it be taifis. If you're not chayv b'din oni, only chayv b'din shemayim, am I allowed to be taifis? You owe me, b'din shemayim, you owe me the money. Am I allowed to be taifis that money or not? That's also a major shayla.
Why is it different than false pretenses?
Oh, on the false pretenses, if he's giving it to me. But if I'm taifis, I'm being done din l'nafshei.
I'm saying if he gives it to me, so I'm being...
So I zayfrek tachreinim. So on the there's a sheet is mashal. The sheet is Rashi who holds that you're allowed to be toifis on the chiv latzis idei shemaim. And they all ask, what's going on here? Let Rava, when he takes it, Avadi can't take on the false basis, but let him be toifis it for the chiv latzis idei shemaim.
So
tfisa. Let me do tfisa.
Yeah, tell him
doing out tfisa. Yes, I'll tell him be toifis. I'm doing out tfisa. Sorry. This chash look at this Rav that is kimle deramne that even when it's beena belongs to the ganef. Good, but there's still chiv latzis idei shemaim because kim leidam is a chiv latzis shemaim. And if we hold like the shitas harishainim, hold that you're allowed to be taifis chiv latzis shemaim, so let him be taifis. I affect Allah chreinim. It's $1 million kasha. So from here, I think the two mishpahs that no vice versa we pass the taifis hold that there's no you're not allowed to be taifis from your kasha. That's, but the Ksai says, not as a chilek. Ksai says that, he quotes a mashal, how vayt the kimle d'rabba nemi was. If it's a fest the kimle d'rabba minei, that means that he got the stronger punishment, he was killed, the Bezin gave him a psak that is chayv misa, then you're not allowed to be taifis. However, if it's only turkim le d'amle al tzchi v'shegegin, then you're allowed to be taifis. That's the chilek tzayis makes. Meli says like this. Over there, we're talking about a baba makteris. So the tzayis, baba makteris is we paskind already. Every second you're allowed to kill him. Every second he's a roidav. Every second we already paskind, you're allowed to kill him. So it's avdinin lei hachumra, so to speak. We already gave him that chiv misa. But meli, you're now allowed to do tfisa. That's why Rava didn't do tfisa. But in every case of shegigin, where you didn't, or Bismanen, there's no bezin anyway to paskin, so we never gave the psak that he's chayv misa. Memela yalada do tfisa. Memela paskin this rav. The memela you don't have to tell him because even though it's false pretense, but then you'll do a b'tayis tfisa, and now you're doing a b'tayis tfisa. It's kishmak, and yalada be tayfis because with loy of dinu leachurma, he didn't get the chama de kamisa. Memela yalada be tayfis. That's what he paskin.
You wouldn't be able to call him off and tell him that he has to pay.
I can call him up. Is that you left a note? I'm the one you were damaged.
What's the worst going into his property?
Right, I'm allowed to be typhus.
Right,
now the.
Why not?
Now there's a nesivis. There's a nesivis who says not like that. The nesivis to answer
this kasha holds that even though when you were ready typhus, you're allowed to keep it, but lechatchila, you're not allowed to be typhus.
That since. Tfisa is midin avad inish dinil lanafshei, as if you did the din yourself, and if you are, as if you are the bezin, and bezin's now at a paskin because it's kimle b'dinamnei, so you weren't supposed to do it as well. But that's only lachikah. But the other, if you did do it, then you're allowed to keep it. But many argue with Nzivis, and they go with this ksais, but Melech should come out, that you're allowed to be tzaisis. That was the maisa shahaya in that case. Now let's go back to our case. I know we're on overtime here, but let's go back to our case. I just want to finish the Kishmaka case. Our case was the guy who swerved off the road and he landed on the front lawn of the shul. So the shaila is the rav or is the shul allowed to collect? Is allowed to collect from this teenager? So what Maisa Shabbos did he do? He did many, but let's go one by one. First Maisa Shabbos he did is he went off Rishus Rabbim and landed in Rishus Hayachid.
So that's Mavir, Mirshus Rabim, Mirshus Hayachid. However, for that, he was driving, so he moved it in order of the automobile from Mirshus Rabim into Mirshus Hayachid. Oh, one second, let's go one at a time. Let's go first, being Mavir, Mirshus Rabim, Mirshus Okay, right. First, he's moving from Shusha Rabbah to Shusha Yaakov. He's moving from Shusha Rabbah to Shusha Yaakov. The Chiyai Gavno, when is the Maisa Shabbos complete? When his full car landed in the front lawn. Half the car, when you have the Chavitz in Shusha Yaakov, it's not the Shabbos. You have to have the whole Chavitz landed. He went already, that time he already went through the gate. Right, he went through the gate and then landed into the thing. Now, we paskin, Rav Magen, not much, but my Rav Magen is going paskin, that Kimmel Ravine is only at the Shasta Hanoka, but anything that happens in the middle, as long as you're able to stop in the middle.
Actually could
have stopped. Maybe he could have stopped if he was a paskin, he doesn't have to draw. But anything in the middle, I don't know, anything in the middle wouldn't have the patur. So for that, it might not be enough for Kimmel Ravine. Elamai. Because it's true the Maisa Shabbos started from Rishus HaRabim and ended Rishus HaYagad, but when was the Maisa Shabbos Chal? When the whole vehicle landed Rishus HaYagad. That was already a split second after they went through the fence. He first went through the fence, then the back bender went through the fence, and then he landed.
But he said he did damage besides the fence.
Well, you mean on the front lawn? I mean, whatever when they're in vehicle, but it's, you know, the story. But till the last second that he landed, till then, it's going to be, okay, that's one.
It's not
over in
the
shop,
so therefore
it's mukhi for the fence. So you'll be mukhi for the fence. Elamai Havara for pressing on the accelerator. Pashtis, when he was going through the fence, he was no longer pressing on the accelerator.
But he was pressing with brakes.
So the accelerator, out of combustion, out of ash, you can't pass him, you can't get him off that.
Okay, maybe he didn't take his foot off the gear, that was the problem.
Elamai, talking about the hand on the brake. And what's the problem with the brake? The brake is a brake light in the back. And the brake light could be H because it's Bishul Matris. And that's not like it's a training, but Ramzan, right? But that could be H. And for that, you could pass him on skin later dominant, right? However, it's like this. When he pressed on the brake, what his maisa was, he was pressing on the brake to stop the car. He certainly wasn't thinking that he's turning on the brake light on the back. That wasn't what's going on. No, it's a psik ratio. It's true. It's a psik ratio. The lights are going to go on. However, it's a psik ratio de lo nikale. Normally, when you press on the brake when you drive in the road, you need the brake light on so someone doesn't go rear end you. But this guy's not on the road anymore. This guy, it's a life mutter. So like the cheetahs are a chtam, it's mutter, whatever. Elamai, we pass on case, it's asa, but it's not going to be a chiv misa. It's not going to be a chiv misa because it's loygar from Allah Hashem that there's no chiv misa. I don't need the brake lights on. So you don't have the chiv misa of the brake lights. It's only a malach shein etzrik legufa. So the val, we don't have an issa Shabbos boin kecher with issa mamon so far, right?
Where's the fence? On the property line.
Right. So the shent makes Yaakov, but he can't get the whole car through and land in the Rishus Yaakov till he's already way through the fence.
The
who? Which camelot do you want?
The front
lawn,
is it a
Shusha Yaakov? No, he went through the front lawn, he went through the gate, there's a fence around the property, he went through the gate, the fence, onto the front lawn.
Was he ever
under Shusha Rabbi Deraisa? Maybe he was never under Shusha Rabbi Deraisa. Also a way to get him out, maybe an economy, and maybe we hold Bishop Matkus, perhaps we pass him Bishop Matkus is Aish, but maybe we make it into a suffix. But the vowel, we don't really have an Issa Shabbos yet. But the truth be told is that the only reason why you're passing for the brake lights is also Malach Hashem Netzrika L'gufa. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Tesim Bava Kamal Amet Heo Med Aleph. We're Messiah over here. It's Gishmaka Machlekes. Rashi owes when the Enu Tzarech La'afra, you do a Malacha. You made an H and the Enu Tzarech La'afra. So Rashi holds that even though it's not a Malach Shabbos to be Chayiz, but Rashi owes it's just like Shegigin that you have a Ptur Kim Lemid Rabbein. Just like when you do a Maisa Shabbos B'Shegig, you also have there's no Chiv Misa, don't be a Shegig. And nevertheless, you have a Turkim Medamne, because you're still doing a Maisa Shabbos. So, Krashi, who had the name Tzach Lachray, you're doing a Maisa Shabbos, even though there's no Chiv Misa, and you have a Turkim Medamne. Taisus jumps on Rashi and says, "Now Tusha, when you're shaking about him, the mice is a mice that's chayv misa. Just you're shaking. Mashiach ain't talking about that's not the truth. Some halacha that's mechayv misa. So the chayv should come out. Pasha should come out. Makoyke Rashi and Taisus by malacha she ain't a tzricha laguf. If you're gonna have the patur kimle b'derabim menei anas." So if here the reason why he doesn't have a Maisa Shabbos because the break light is a Malacha Shein HaTzrichu L'Gufa, then Umi Machlek is Rashi and Taisus, he has a Ptur, Kim Lein D'Rabbani. Late Rashi, even though it's Malacha Shein HaTzrichu L'Gufa, look how you're still going to have a Chiv, and you're still having Maisa Shabbos, which will allow you to invoke the principle of Kim Lein D'Rabbani. Now Shein Lein Taisus, not. So, if you want to know if this guy is chayv or not, could be it's machlek is Rashi and Taisis on the melacha shein hatzricha l'gufa. Now, what happens if you have a suffik kimle b'derabimenei? Do you have a b'chay gavna yipot or not? That's a machlek is achreinim. Some say it's a machlek is achreinim of a raya, and others say no. The chiv is a vaday, yizichu a mazik me, and you have a suffik poter. You don't know if you have a p'tura kimle b'derabimenei. So Mameli Yechayev. Others say for a different reason Yechayev. Others say that Hayoyis and every Kimle Dramna you have a Chiv Latzeh Yishamayim anyway. So Mameila, that's already enough to say that I'm allowed to take the money because you don't have a Torah of Muslim Kabbalah Levi because Betzim Yechayev Latzeh Yishamayim anyway. And if I take the money, I'm not going to be the Ganef. So if you have a Sofik, they're learning that every time Muslim Kabbalah Levi is because I give it to you, then you're a Sofik Ganef. But here, if I give you the money, if I give the shul the money, the shul's not going to be a Sofik Ganef because they deserve the Mechach at least at the level of Latzeh Yishamayim. Mameila, they want to say that when you have a Sofik Kimle Dramna, you're Takachayim. You have to pay. That's a Shaila. But it's going to be going to the Shaila. However, we still have that other word, the other side, that even if there is a Kim Lei D'Ramne, but since the guy is Chayv Lotzeh Yedei Shemayim, and you are allowed to do a Tfisa, because of Dinin Lei HaChurma, we don't pass him, the guy had no Asra anyway, and there's no Bezin to give him a Chiv Misa. There's only Bidin Shegigin and Bidin Malak Shein Tzikul Lagufa, so there he has a Chayv Lotzeh Yedei that you could make a Tfisa on, and then yes, you could make a Tfisa on, so the shul doesn't have to say anything. They could, the teenager could pay, and then the shul could take it as Chiv Lotzeh Yedei, or better, as a Tfisa, and make a Tfisa on this guy's Chiv. Somehow, that he's not even coming down, he's actually Chayv Bidin. But I feel him to tell me he's kimle b'dei abimnei. I could get a tefisa. He has a chiv at Yishmael, and I'll get him off the tefisa.
Could be the
mitzvah
of a real
v'rai.
Will he have that problem?
The mitzvah of a real v'rai that maybe on bidini adam that he'll have a p'tur kimle b'dei abimnei. That's true. I'll give you the mitzvah of a raya, and you have the p'tur kimle b'dei abimnei. But I'm still allowed to take it from you because you still have a chiv at Yishmael, and I don't have to tell you because I could light the tefisa. I'm allowed to do this. In this type of Kimle D'Rabbanei, I'm allowed to do a tefisa. My mayor don't have to tell him that I can take it. Then you have your story that you said at the beginning. That's dumb. I'm allowed to go to insurance. And if I go to insurance, I'm a chal. That's the insurance wants to be makai themselves, even by and Kimle D'Rabbanei. I'm allowed to take it. All right, a good tavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.